Okay, good vachra bosai. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Zayin. We're at the bottom of Vavim Aveiz over here. And the Gemara had asked a simple question. If we're going to do Bidikas Chametz the night before the 14th, the night before Erev Pesach, why do we have to do Bidul Chametz? Right? Presumably, you got rid of all the Chametz in your house. Why do you have to then be Mevatel anything that you might have missed? So Rava had said, because you might find a nice piece of cake at Gluska Yafa that you missed. And then at that point, when you have, think about it, you're like, I really don't want to burn that. So at that point, you have then violated Bayura and Bayumatzeh, the Isra of having Chametz. So the Gemara then had suggested, okay, so why don't you just do Bittul when you find it? So Gemara says, because it could be after the time, after this Zman Isra, after the time you're not allowed to have Chametz anymore. And after the time you're not allowed to have Chametz, so then it is no longer in your possession. Right, so then how you violate Bayir al Bayimatzeh? So the Gemara said, yeah, in a Chanami, you're right. It's not really yours, but for these two things, meaning for this and Bor B'Shus Arabim, the Torah made it as if it's in your possession. So it's not technically yours. You can't be Mevatalit anymore, but you will violate Bayir al Bayimatzeh. So that's why we have to do Bittul beforehand. So now we're two lines up here on the bottom of the Vavim Aveiz. So the Gemara suggests, okay, so if we're doing Bittul at night after the Bedika, right, Rashi says that already. So So why do we do it the night before? Why don't we just do it in the fourth or the fifth hour of the day, right before this Zman Isur of the sixth? So Gemara says, "Came to Lav Zman Isurahu v'Lav Zman Biruahu Dilma Pasha v'Lo Mevatale." Since it's not Asur and you don't have to burn it at that time, so the Gemara says, maybe you will forget, you'll be Poshea, right, and you won't actually do it. So what about the night before? So Rashi already says that since you're doing Bidika, right, the last lot, Rashi on the line, the last few words in Rashi on the Amud, Akshav she asuk be Bidikoso, you score, since right now you're doing Bidika's Chametz, so you remember to do Bittul. But in the fourth and fifth hour, whether it's not Asur, and you don't have to burn it, and you're not doing Bidika, so you may come to forget. So Gemara says, V'nivetle b'shis, why does he need to do Bidika, Bittul, at the beginning of the sixth hour, because that's the time when you have to start burning the chametz. As Gemara says, "Came with the Isur deRabbanan ilave." Since at that point it's an Isur deRabbanan, so Kedar Isadamia. They made the Isur deRabbanan of having chametz. Just like the din daraisa, v'lav b'shus ekaimei v'lo matzim mevatel. It's because at the beginning of the sixth hour you can't do bittul anymore either, because at that point it's aser to have the chametz. Right? It's aser midrabanan, as we'll talk about soon. At the beginning of the sixth hour, not at the end. At the end of the sixth hour, it's already aser midaraisa. But at the beginning of the sixth hour, it's aser midrabanan, and they made it the same, just like it's aser midaraisa after the sixth hour, and therefore it's not in your rishos. So too, if it's aser midrabanan, it's also no longer in your rishos, and you can no longer do bittul. Damar Rav Gidol Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Amar Rav Hamakadosh Mishesh Shos Ulamala. Someone who is Mekadesh, a woman, from the sixth hour and on. So Afilu Bechite Kurdenisa. Even if you give her these wheat from Kurdenisa, Rashi says, fascinating, just parenthetically, Hatzomchin Bahare Ararat. Apparently they knew where Noach's Teva was, because this type of wheat grew on Har Ararat. It was very hard, and it is very, very hard to become unclear if it would ever really become chametz. But even that kind of stuff that might become chametz, so in choshen the kedushin, you don't even have a chashash of kedushin, because a person does not own the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Okay, so that's you can't do it at the beginning of the sixth hour. And therefore we have to do it at night, and you can't do it the fourth and the fifth hour, and you also can't do it at the beginning of the sixth hour, so therefore we do it early at night. So Gemara says, one second, this whole premise that we've been talking about, that after chametz is usher, it's not yours. So the Gemara says, questions that assumption. Really, after it becomes usher, you're not able to be mevatalit? Let's say you're sitting and learning Erev Pesach, extra limud, and you realize, I have chametz. I forgot to get rid of, I don't know, whatever room it was. So in the Gemara says, the Braisa says, mevatel belibo. Right? You can do bittul in your house, echad Shabbos v'echad yomtiv. Right? Whether it's Shabbos or yomtiv. Right? Bishlam is Shabbos. I understand, what's the case of when you're mevatel on Shabbos? Mishkach is lucky gon shechal arba asor lios b'Shabbos. Right? Because you have Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, you realize, I have chametz in my house, you do bittul, and That's it. Ella yontif basar isurahu. Right, but how do you have a case when the Brisa says echad Shabbos echad yontif? How could you have a case where you realize on yontif that you have chametz and you do bittul? Right, in that case, right, it's after the zman iser. Right, you're telling me that our whole assumption the whole time is after the chametz is also you can't do bittul anymore. Here the Brisa says specifically you can do bittul on yontif. Well, obviously if it's on yontif, so that's his money surah, that's already also already. So Maravacha Bar Yaakov, no. That Brisa, Hachab Talmud Yoshev Lithni Rabbo Askinon. The case is where a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe. Vinizka Shiesh Isa Mugul Gelas Pesach Beso. Right, he remembers that he has some type of dough that's already been rolled. Rashi says the key words, the Gemara doesn't mention, was Shalohech Mitzah, that didn't become Chametz yet. Rashi says, and since it's covered to his Rebbe, he's not able to go home and go and bake it, right? Presumably, he was going to make matzah at home, and he has dough ready to roll, no pun intended, he was going to put it in the oven. But he can't leave now, and now that he remembers that he forgot to bake it. And now, Misyare Shema Tachmetz, back in the Gemara, Misyare Shema Tachmetz, so he's afraid now that since he left the dough out, he's afraid now it's going to turn into chametz. So therefore, in that case, kadem mevatale mikame de tachmetz. Then he can be mevatale and disown it before it becomes chametz. Because so now at this point, when he remembers, like, presumably it's not chametz yet, he remembers, oh, I have dough in my house, so he's mevatale. That's fine because he owns the dough. The dough is not chametz yet. And then when it turns chametz later, so then it's not his anymore, and he's mevatel it. So that's the case in the Brisa. It's not that you can do bittul on yontif when it's also already. It's that the case here was that it's something that could turn into chametz, and it wanted to be mevatel it before it actually did. So the Gemara says dekanami, and it makes sense from the language of the Brisa. Dekatani hayayosha b'sof beis hamedrash shema minah, because it says he was, yeah, this is the case. He's sitting in front of his rebbe. He's sitting and learning in the beis hamedrash in front of his rebbe, etc., etc. So it must be that that's what's going on. Okay. Amar Rava Bar Ravuna Amar Rav Hapas Sheifso. This is kind of a strange situation, but you have bread or as we'll see, or matzah Sheifso that went bad, went really really bad, and you have no idea whether it's chametz or matzah. I'm not sure why you would want to eat this scenario. I guess the kasha perhaps is if you're allowed to keep it in your house. I don't know why, if it's worth anything, but okay, either way. You have some bread that went really, really bad, got spoiled, and you can't tell whether it's matzah or chametz. And the deal is that as the Gemara and Rashi explains, is that this food is in a box that is used throughout the year for both matzah and chametz. But I mean, there's only one of them in the box at a single time. At least the Gemara assumes right now, but we're not sure what it is that's in this box that's green and moldy. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Kevin sheribsa matzah." Since most of the amount of matzah you're putting in this box is more than the amount of chametz you're putting in the box, so then muter. So then it's going to be muter. So Gemara says, "Hey chidami, one second. What's the case? Ilei medi yada ba de chametz. If you know that it's chametz." So obviously, ki ribsa matzah my havi. So who cares, right? That you get more matzah in the box than it's chametz, right? Then obviously it's chametz. It's obviously a zatzar. Ela de lo yodinen bei I chametzu I matzahu. So it's obvious that you have no idea what this piece is, right? I kind of jumped the gun, but you have no idea what this piece of bread is, or this piece of bread matzah type thing. So you have no idea. So my area. So why do we say, why does it matter, ki rabsa matzah, that there is more matzah in the box, meaning we use the box for matzah more times, more often than not. Ki lo rabsa matzah, afilu nami. Right? Afilu ki, sorry, let's read it a little better. Afilu ki lo rabsa matzah, nami nezel basar basra. Even if it isn't a scenario where the box is used for matzah more often than not, right? Nami nezel basar basra. Why don't we go based on the last thing that you put into the box? This is called the concept of going after the last thing you used. Let's just read the Gemara and it'll explain itself. Mi'ul tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah is in Bava Metzia, and Shkalim as well, which we'll get to after after Pesachim. Right? Unclear exactly why we do that, but in the Daf Yomi cycle. But okay, we do Shkolim. Shkolim is technically Talmud Yerushalmi, but either way, Mo's Sheninzu Lefnei Sochari Behema. If you find money in front of an animal seller in Yerushalayim, okay, now a little bit of a backstory. Right, the din is with Meiser Sheni that Meiser Sheni is Meiser from your produce. The din is you have to take the produce to Yerushalayim and eat it there. The other option is to sell the produce outside of Yerushalayim and take the money that you get from that produce to Yerushalayim and then buy food in Yerushalayim and then eat it there. But the money has kedusha. Whenever you're when you transfer the kedusha from the fruit or the produce onto the money, so that money has kedusha. So money maus shenitzu lefnei sochar behema. If you find money in front of a guy who's selling animals in Yerushalayim, so la'olam meiser. We assume that they're always meiser, meaning basically we're assuming that it's always good. Let's go a little further. Because that's not the key point that we're trying to point at. Bahara bayis. If you find money in the Beis Hamikdash, so then chula. Then we assume that they are not meiser, meaning we assume that that basically, logically, people are not buying food on the Har HaBayis. But as we'll see later, people obviously come to the to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash on the Shlosh Regalim. Still, we're going to assume that they are chulin because there's no way you can tell. You don't necessarily know if the money came, from people coming during the Chag. All right, well, the Gemara will explain in a second. Bishas haregel meiser, but bishas haregel. Sorry, I skipped a line. Skipped a word, which is important. Yerushalayim, if you find money in Yerushalayim, so then it depends. Bishas haregel meiser, if you find it on Yontif, then it's meiser. Meaning on Yontif or Sukkos or Chol HaMoed or whatever. So then it is meiser. We assume it's meiser. Bimosa shari yosma osashana. If you find it in August, so then chulin. We assume it's chulin. And the Gemara explains. V'amar b'shasha bar zera. My time. What's the reason that we split in Yerushalayim and not in the Beis Hamikdash? Meaning we in Yerushalayim we assume that if it's on the Chag then it is Meiser, and if it's not then it's not. And in the Beis Hamikdash it's always Chulin. So Hovel b'shuke Yerushalayim assuming this Chabed b'chol yom. Since this Chabed obviously means to honor, but it can also mean to be swept. So that since the marketplaces in Yerushalayim are swept every single day, so anytime you find money in Yerushalayim, meaning, so it's going to be swept up by the people sweeping the store. So you can assume that any money that was dropped was from that day. So people coming to Yerushalayim during the Chag, right? Mistama, they're coming with Meister money. But if they came, if you find just random money in the middle of a random Tuesday in the middle of the year, so then there's no. Then there's obviously no indication that it came from Meiser Sheni. It could come from the guy who lived on, Agrippa Street. And also the Beis HaMikdash was not swept, meaning only the streets of Yerushalayim were swept, but the Beis HaMikdash was not swept. Right, they didn't need to, right? Because first of all, the Kohanim walk around with barefoot. And second of all, you're not allowed to, go onto Har HaBayis with shoes on. So either way, basically they wouldn't sweep it. So you have no idea where the money was from. You can't just assume, right? And therefore, most of the money that falls is not from Meiser Sheni. So Alma Rinan Kamai Azalei. Right, again. So what do we do with Yerushalayim? That's the key point here. The Yerushalayim, we assume that if you find money in Yerushalayim on the regal, then it's Meiser Sheni. But other ones, at any time of the year, it's random money. We assume that Kamai Azlile, that all the other coins, the early coins, the first coins, are gone. Vani Achrininu, and these are other later coins. So, meaning that we assume that based on the last known situation, we assume that that's how we're going to do it. On the regal, we're going to assume it's Meiser Sheni, and during the year, we're going to assume that's not. What's it called? Again, just logically, because people would come with Meiser Sheni, they had to come to Yerushalayim anyway three times a year on the Chag. So we assume that most of the money that's coming, would be Meiser Sheni, because that's simply practically that's when people would come to redeem the money from Meiser Sheni. It's just easy for them. So, but on a random random Tuesday, so then that we can't assume that necessarily. So the Gemara Hachanami. So here too, Nema Kama Kama Ozil. Why don't we say that the first pieces of bread are gone? And this must be from today's food. And if you find it on Pesach, Mestama, the bread that you're talking about is matzah. So why do we say, why do we use, you don't need rov, right? You can just say that it's mutter because of, right, basra, excuse me, the last logical piece of bread that was in here would have been matzah. It's because Gemara says, shani hacha, difusha mochiach ilove. Because you see that it's spoiled. Right? That it seems to imply it's been here for a while. So then you can't necessarily assume it's the last piece of type of food that was put in here. Gemara says, yifusha mochiach ilove, so ki rabza matzah mayhavi. So again, if that's true, then who cares that you have most of the use of the box is for matzah. So if you find it on Pesach and it's moldy to the point where it had to be here from 2 weeks ago, so it was chametz. What's the difference? So Rabba says, lo temesh rabza matzah, ela imash rabu yimei matzah iluye. So don't say that the amount of matzah, the many times it was used for matzah so much, rather that it was, meaning it was found so long after Pesach, meaning that you didn't find it on Yontif. Right now the question is, you found it after Pesach, right? Meaning you found it a couple 2 weeks later, and the question is, what is it? Is it chametz or is it matzah? And then you found it. Two weeks later, then it could have been from matzah. So the Gemara says, well, ihachi pshita, well, who cares? At that point, who cares? Meaning after Pesach, right? Again, mistama, you know, either you did bidika, you got rid of the chametz, right? After Pesach is no issue over here if it's chametz. If it's chametz shalav, the only question, okay, this is what the Gemara is going to say, is if it's chametz shalav Pesach, right? And that's what the Gemara says. No, the case is where it's really, really spoiled. You might have thought, given the Yifusha Maruba, since it's really bad, apparently that it's really, really, really Chametz, which came from before Pesach. So Kamash Malan, so therefore it comes to teach us the Kamash Malan, meaning, and then you had the Chametz, for whatever reason, you had the Chametz in your house, and so now it's after Pesach, or it could theoretically be on Pesach, and you just missed the. You missed this box of chametz. So that's what Rav's coming to say. That since usually use this box for matzah, so Amrinan kol yom v'yoma ne'ma chamima afa ushadu ilave ve'af shetfe. But we say that usually every single day there was more and more bread. Nahama is bread. There was chamima, warm bread. Meaning each and every day there was warm bread, and they put it on top of this this kind of spoiled piece, and then it spoiled quickly. Meaning that, yes, it looks really bad, but it could be, since this was used for the matzah that you baked every single day, it could be that you piled matzah on top of it, and it actually was matzah, it just went really bad really quickly because you had a lot of hot bread on top of it. Okay. Umiyazlin and basar basra. Do we really, and another Gemara said, questions, do you really go based on the last thing that you put into something, right? Is that a thing? Like, why should it matter what the last piece of bread or the last, manner of coins that fell in Yerushalayim, what should that matter? Let's say you have a box that's used for both regular money and meiser sheni money. And rov chulin chulin, and rov meiser. If most of the money is chulin, and again, meaning if it's most usually used for regular money, so then it's chulin. If it's usually used for meiser sheni money, then it's meiser. So Gemara says v'amai, right? Lezel baser basra. So in that case, why don't we go based on the last scenario, the last thing it was used for? Right, mistama, right? They're not in there together, right? You're going to keep your meiser sheni money separate, but why don't we go based on the last thing you used? Why are we using rov here? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hacha, my skin on the case is, kigoshin ishtamshu, ba, mos, chulin, u, mos, meiser. No, it's actually used for both. V'ini yodea, eze mehen basof. Right? So you simply don't know what was used last. Sorry, when it says it was used for both, it means not at the same time, but it means that you're using one after the other, but you actually just don't know. Right? You can't use basra because you actually have no idea what was the box was used for last. Another answer, Rav Zvir Amar, Kigon Shenishtamshu Bat Siburin Siburin. The case is where you have different piles of coins in the box together, meaning it's a big box, not a sucker box, but it's a big box, and you have a pile of coins in one corner, a pile of coins in another corner, and then you don't know, which is which. So in that case, then you have to use rov. and I mean, because you have both in there. Rav Papa says, "Kegon dishtakach beguma." Could be that the coin was found in a guma, is a little in a little hole, meaning the box is, it's a big, again, maybe imagine like a big cardboard box, and you find it underneath the flap. So now you have no idea where it came from. Right? You had a bunch of different types of coins in there at different points in the year. Now you find it in like some little crevice in the box. So, all right, I guess we got to use Rove. Right? We have no idea where it could have come from. Okay, fine. Back to Hilchos, well, that was Pesach-ish, but let's back to actual Hilchos Pesach. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Habodik Tzarech Sheyvarech. Someone who does B'dikas Chametz needs to make a bracha. The obvious question is, well, duh, obviously, it's mitzvah dindir Rabbanan. So the Rosh explains that simply you might have thought that it's a dindir Rabbanan. Yeah, it's a dindir Rabbanan, but it's not a mitzvah dindir Rabbanan. Like, there are obviously many types of takanos dindir Rabbanan. One of them, for example, is Hanukkah candles, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Obviously, we make a bracha on that. We assume that's a mitzvah dindir Rabbanan. Other things are dinam dindir Rabbanan. Again, this is a bad example because it's an isser, but for example, you have muktzah, which is a geder, which is something that protects you from violating Yisurim on Shabbos. So again, it's a bad example because it's an Isser, but obviously there's no bracha on Muktzah. So you might have thought the same thing by B'dikas Chametz. What are we trying to do? Chazal instituted this Geder to make sure we don't violate the Isser by Rabbi Matzeh. But there's no bracha, it's not a mitzvah either. So the Gemara says, yes, technically it is, and therefore we make a bracha. So now Gemara is going to go into a discussion of the language and the nusach of the bracha, what's the appropriate way to make the brachas. The Gemara says, "My mevarich." What do you say? So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa. Again, these discussions are kind of funny to come to after the fact. Right? We know the bracha, but at that point, the Gemara was discussing what was the appropriate nusach. So Rav Papa says, "Mishmei derava in the name of Rava, levayer chametz." Mei brachot Hashem l'kein l'cham shekish l'tzara levayer chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei derava. No, Rav Papa says, "Albir chametz." It was, and that's obviously what we use. So the Gemara says, "A bill of va'er with the language of leva'er in order to burn the chametz." Everybody agrees that refers to some action in the future. Lahaba, it's referring to something in the future, right? Leva'er chametz in order to burn chametz. That's for sure everybody agrees that refers to an action in the future. And that's, as we'll see in a second, that's important because we're making the bracha over Lasiyasan right before we do the mitzvah. So, levar chametz, to burn chametz in the future, so that's an appropriate nusach. Kipligi, but the machlokas is be'albir, whether albir chametz connotes something in the future or connotes something in the past. Mar savar meikar mashma, mar savar lahaba mashma. Right, obviously, Rav Papa holds that is something that refers to something you did already, so it's not an appropriate nusach. And Rav Papa holds that it is something that refers to something you're about to do, and then that's totally fine. So Gemara says, Meisveis, hold on, let's ask you a bunch of questions. If you're telling me that you should say livayer and not albiur, so then I have a problem with a couple of other brachos that we make. Again, these are on Rav Papi, who says that you should make Levayer and not Albir. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Baruch atah Hashem l'kelem l'cha, Asher g'shem v'zav tzvanu al hamila. Well, that's the bracha to make a bris mila. So why do we say al hamila? Obviously, you're about to do the circumcision. So Gemara says, ha'asam hechi neima. Right? Because there, you don't have another choice. What are you supposed to say? Neima limol, if the bracha is going to be limol, to make, to do a mila, lo sagya the lo ihu mahil, right? So this is a kind of a funny phrase, right? It means it's not enough that it's not him able to do the. Basically, he's not the one. The mohel is not the one who must perform the mitzvah, right? He's usually the shliach. The shliach is not the one who's chayiv in the mitzvah. So you're not commanded limol. The guy who's doing the mila is not commanded to do the actual mila. So therefore he can't say that. So he has to say ala mila, that God commanded us to do mila in general. So Gemara says, I avia ben ma'ikala meimer. So let's say the father is doing the mila. It is his mitzvah. That it is his mitzvah to do the mila. So Gemara says, Enochanami. You're right. Well, that's the bracha the father should make if he would be so bold as to do his own son's mila. Okay, so Meis may ask another question. Baruch Ata Hashem Kedem Melchalam, Asher Gishan Zav Tzivanu, Al HaShchita. What bracha you make when you do a shchita? So why do we say, right, you're about to do the shechting, right? Al HaShchita, that seems to imply we're about to shecht. So why doesn't Rav Papi say that we should say Al Bir Chametz? So the Gemara says, "Hasam nami hechinam neima." So that too, it's also you can't say the language. You're stuck. Neima lishchot. You're going to tell me that the language should be Hashem Shalom Tzvano lishchot lo saki de lav ihu shachat. Right? You don't have a mitzvah to do shchita. Shchita is only a matir if you want to eat meat. So then you need to shech the animal. But there's no mitzvah to do. You know, to go out of your way and do a shchita. If you do a shchita, then you need to make a bracha. There's no, you know, halacha that you must shecht. So you can't say that God commanded us to shecht because He didn't necessarily. Right? So therefore, the language has to be ala shchita. Gemara says, "I pesach hakadosh ma'ikel amim." What about those are korbanos that there is a mitzvah for you to shecht? The Gemara says, "Ein achinami." So you're right that you would say lishchot. Okay, fine. Meisvei, I ask you another question. Ha'os alulav la'atzmo. If a person kind of gathers a lulav for himself, right, arranges it. Rashi says over here on Erev Yontif. Where's that, Rashi? I think that's what he says. Where is that? I thought he said it. Maybe not. Okay, maybe not. But I think it's pretty. I'm pretty sure it's on Erev. On Erev once. Oh yeah, sorry. So if you look in, it's not in Rashi here, but if you look in Likute Rashi. Likute Rashi is actually a fascinating addition to the Gemaras. It's a collection from Rashi's elsewhere in Shas. So this is a Gemara in Sukkah, naturally. So if you look at Likute Rashi, he brings a Rashi over there from Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, and there he says Be'erev Yontif. If someone, the Gemara says that we don't pass on this way, but if someone would arrange a lulav for himself on Erev Yontif, so Mevarech Shechianu Gimenu Yenu Lizman Hazeh. Right, so it says Shechianu, but obviously we make the Shechianu when we actually take the lulav. Okay, the Gemara, this Brisa says that you should do it when you arrange it on Erev Yontif. Notlu Lotzeis Bo, if you picked up the lulav to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, so Omer Shechianu Shechianu Zav Tzvano, Al Netilas Lulav. So why do we say Al Netilas Lulav, right, if that's not a language that connotes a Mitzvah you're about to do? So why do we say Al Netilas Lulav? So Gemara says, Shani Hasam Divi'ida De'agbe Nothing Be. This is already sukkah in the sukkah, but the moment you pick up the lulav and esrog, you're yosei the mitzvah. So the al netilas lulav is actually on a mitzvah you already did. So that works out according to Rav Papi. So Gemara says ihachi latzeisbo. Why does the Brisa say when you pick it up when you go to natlo latzeisbo when you pick it up in order to be yosei the mitzvah? Yatzabo mibayle. It should have said when you pick it up and you're already yosei the mitzvah. So Gemara says, you're right. That's actually what it should have said. And we shouldn't go by the Misni Seifa, but we wanted to contrast it to the second part of that Brisa, because when we're talking about Leishev Basukah, so therefore, Tana Reisha, Nami, Latzeis Bo. Right? So therefore, we paralleled the language. Just we wanted to say Leishev Basukah later on in the Brisa, so therefore, we also said Latzeis Bo, but really, it should have said Yatzabo, that you are already Yotzei the Mitzvah. The Ketani Seifa, like we learned the second part of that Brisa. Ha'usa Sukkah La'atzmo. Oh, if a person makes a Sukkah for himself, Omer Baruch Hashem Lagal Marala, Rai, Shechiano, Kimano, Giano, Lazman Hazeh. Nichnas Leishev Ba, when you go in order to sit it, Omer Baruch Hashem Gishano, Vitzivan, Tzivanu, Leishev Basukah. Okay, so that's the discussion over there. How do we paskin? Obviously, we know already how do we paskin, but the Gemara says, V'hilchasa al biur chametz. With everybody, right, we do say al biur chametz, and that is the nusach that we choose. Now the Gemara asks, Dukuli al, and just again, it doesn't really ask, but I guess it just kind of goes back and covers a topic that we assumed and that we explained before, but you know, that we have to make brachas before we do the mitzvah. Dukuli al mi'a me'ikara be'inan levruche. I mean, everybody agrees that we need to make a bracha that has some sort of, right beforehand, meaning that it has some sort of connotation that we're about to do the mitzvah. Minolan, how do you know this? So the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvos mevarech aleihen over la-siyasan. All the mitzvahs, we make a bracha right before we do them. May mashma da'ay over lishna de'agdumehu. Well, where do you get the whole idea that over la-siyasan? What does that mean? That over means right before you do it? Wait, where do you see that the language of over is right before you do something? So Amrav Nachum Ba'itzak, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Vayetz Achimatz, Derech HaKikar, Vayavor Ezakushi. Two people were running back in, going to tell David about something, if I'm not mistaken. So either way, Achimatz ran and he passed the Kushi. Right? So he went in front of him. So you see that it's right before. He went before the Kushi. Rabbi, Amar Rabbi says, Mehacha. Right, from this week's Parsha, actually, Parsha's Vayishlach. V'u over lifnehem. Or v'hu avar lifneihem, that Yaakov went in front of his family to greet Esav. B'ivoy yisem, another, or perhaps another reason, another pasuk. Me'halcha, the pasuk says, v'yavor malkam lifneihem v'ashem barosham. Okay, fine. Okay. Now, Bei Rav says, the Beis Medrash of Rav said, Amri is chutz min atvila v'shofar. The two exceptions to this whole making the bracha before the mitzvah thing is tvila and shofar. Now, Rashi tells us something about machlokas. Well, let's read the Gemara in a second, and I'll tell you in a second. Bishlama tvila, I understand that tvila for going to a mikvah, so then you need to make the bracha beforehand, because the akati gavra lo chazi, because at the moment where you, before you go into the mikvah, you're in a lochazi, you're not able to make the bracha. Ela shofar my time, but why should you make the bracha before blowing shofar? If you tell me, because maybe you'll mess up the tekios, and therefore the bracha will be bracha lelatela, so iachi, I have all the other examples as well. Afilu shchita umilanami, right? You can bring other examples. Maybe, I don't know, you'll, I guess lulav is probably a bad example. You can, but okay, that's, maybe you can't bring other examples. Maybe you'll mess up the Hanukkah candles, or whatever candle, whatever mitzvah you're about to do. Well, a certain shchita mila, the ones we mentioned, so that's the easy one. Maybe you'll mess up the shchita, maybe you'll mess up the mila, and it's a bracha lelatela. So Ella, Amar Rav Chisda, chutz min atvila bilvad. No, it's the only exception to this rule is that you make a bracha after going to the mikvah. And just to, well, we'll get to the 2000, we'll explain the machlokas. Itmar, it was also said, Tanya Mihachi, we also learned in a brisa, Tavel ve'Allah, if a person goes to the mikvah and he comes up, Baliyaso Omer, when he comes up, then he says, Baruch Hashem Shem Tzav Tzvanu al hatvila. Now Rashi tells us have a machlokas over here. What kind of tevila, what kind of going to the mikvah are we talking about? Rashi says, if you look at Dibur Maskel, Da'akati Gavra Lochazi, right, why is he unfit to make a bracha before he goes to the mikvah? So, Kigon Tevilas Balei Keri. That basically the Gemara in Bracha says that Ezra was metakin, that people who see some sort of emission, whether accidental or otherwise, need to go to the mikvah before they say Divrei Torah. Before they go learn, and Am Yisrael, where it was Einali Yochel Lamobo, it was proved impossible for Am Yisrael to keep that, so it didn't exist, you know, for generations. But that was Ezra's takana, that a Balkari needs to go to the mikvah before he learns Torah. So therefore, right before he goes to the mikvah, he's unable to say the brachos. You make the bracha afterwards. Tosus does not like that, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. He says that we're talking about the tevila of a ger. He said that there's no reason why a Baal Keri can't make a bracha. Right, you want to make a takana against him learning Torah, that's one thing, but make a bracha, he can make a bracha. But here the case is, we're talking about a ger, right? Part of a ger, a convert's process, is the last thing he does, he goes to the mikvah. So obviously he can't make a bracha if he's not a Jew yet. Right? So once he comes out of the mikvah, then he's a Jew, then he can say a bracha. Right? Technically, right? But for a technical reason, he simply doesn't say the bracha beforehand because he's not completed his gerus. Okay, I happen to like that a little bit better, but not that Tosos needs my backing, and not that, you know, Rashi is certainly not diminished by the fact that I like Tosos' pshat better. Anyway, now, let's get to the bottom here. La'or haner, we had said, we do bedika to the light of a candle. Sorry about that. How do you know? Right? Why should you do a candlelight? Amar Rav Chisda said, "Lamanu mitziyim," in a very, very convoluted drasha. Lamanu mitziyim mi mitziya, um mitziyim mechipus, mechipus mechipus, mechipus mineros, mineros miner. We have this whole long five-word connection between mitziya, between looking for something, and using a candle. Mitziya mimitziya, where do you get that from? Ksivach, it says over here, Shiva Yamim Sor Lo Yimatzev Al Teichem. Right, 7 days you can't find chametz, leaven in your houses. Ksivachim, then it says over there, Vaychapes Begadol, Heichel, Begatan, Uvegatan Kala, Vayimtza, Vayimtza. That pasuk is by when the messengers of Yosef looked for Yosef's cup in the brothers, when Yosef put the cup in the brothers' sacks, so they went, they caught up with him, and Asher caught up with him, right, and he checked it out, and he's found, oh, look, the cup is in Binyamin. So that over there, it says, Vayichapes, they looked, Vayimtza, and they found. So you have Mitzia and Chipos in the same pasuk. Right, again, obviously the important pasuk for us, at the beginning at least, was right the mitzvah, the commandment not to find Chametz. So then we find, right, once you have the word Yimatzeh or Yimtza, you should find, right? Then we have find is yimatzei is connected to chippus. Umetzia mechippus didei mechippus mineros, and then you find the word vayichapes by candles. Dechstiv vayisahi achapes is Yerushalayim baneros. That pasuk is talking about Akash Baruch Hu at that time, and when towards the end of days, so Akash Baruch Hu will search Yerushalayim, meaning the people of Yerushalayim, meaning search their deeds with candles. Okay, meaning kind of probe everyone in Yerushalayim's their actions. Veneros miner, and we connect neros to a candle. The Ketuvah, as Baruch says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Chofei is called Chadrei Batin. The Ner of Hashem, a person, the Shema, is like a candle. Akash Baruch Hu searches all the inner workings of our mind. Once you get to Neros, why do you need to get to Ner? So the Gemara will ask that question. But, okay, either way. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, and the base manager of Rabbi Shmuel taught, Leila Yudale Bokenes HaChomets Lo Raner, right? We do Bidika with the candlelight on the night of the 14th. Alfa Pisha Ein Rael Davar Zechel Davar. And even though I don't have an actual clear proof, I do have something to remind you, right? Zechar, you have this whole Gzeres Shalva situation. He quotes all our psukim. Shemar, the pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Shor Lo Yimatzei, Ve'omer Vayichapes Begadol Ve'echel Be'katan Kala, Ve'omer, the pasuk also says, Ba'yisahi Achapes Es Yushalayim Baneros, Ve'omer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the question about why do you need to go from Neros to Ner? My Ve'omer, why do you need the extra pasuk? Right? Ve'chitema, because if you might have thought, the high Be'isahi Kulahi. Right? I mean, maybe what Hashem is saying by that pasuk that He'll take candles and look look for all our actions. Maybe Tegam Rachmana Lo Badikna La Yerushalayim Benahora Davuka. Maybe Hashem is saying that He's being nice to us. He won't check with a great torchlight. He'll just check with tiny candles, kind of like, i.e., skip over maybe some of our worst actions. Dinafish Nahora Tuva, because a torchlight has a lot more light. You might think that Hashem will find right only the big averos with the small candle, as opposed to all of the averos with the big torchlight. So therefore, the pasuk says, "Ne Hashem nishmas adam." That no, that Hashem is able to search out and see even the candle of the neshama of a person when he searches. Meaning that that it is actually saying that if Hashem can get to all of our deepest neshamas, all it can search actually into our neshama. So you see that that a candle is a good thing to use for searching. It's not that Hashem is just saying I'm going to do a lousy search with a candle. No, it's a proper search with a candle to get to our neshamas. Okay, either way, the imagery is beautiful, but that's where we get searching from candlelight. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabosai, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great week, and a Shavua Tov, and a good Devoch.